Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 8, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the current situation in Zimbabwe following the just ended general elections.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 millimeter frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us this evening on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the situation in Zimbabwe as state security agents arrest opposition supporters.
MDC Alliance leader Nelson Chamisa's lawyers are preparing to file papers challenging the presidential election results at the Constitutional Court, setting the stage for a bruising legal fight as Chamisa seeks to overturn President-elect Emmerson Mnangagwa's victory.
Mr. Denai Bidi, an MDC Alliance principal, who is wanted together with seven other Alliance members for allegedly inciting public protests over election results, is said to be in Zambia. His lawyer says he is safe. Latest reports indicate that Zambian authorities want to deport him to Zimbabwe.
At the same time, United States Senator Chris Coons says he is concerned about the deteriorating situation in Zimbabwe, where at least seven people were shot dead by the Zimbabwe National Army last Wednesday during protests over the delays in releasing the results of the presidential election.
Coons says he is watching the situation in Zimbabwe very closely and is concerned about reports of arbitrary arrests, detentions, and government-sponsored violence. He says these tactics have no place in a democracy and the government must ensure they stop immediately.
Meanwhile, MDC Alliance top officials are on the run following a crackdown on the opposition group after last Wednesday's protests over delays in releasing presidential election results and related issues.
Yabambe zulukandaba lingachona njani lapho likhona kumbe livuka njani ye lapha ke sikhuluma ngodaba lokhetho leZimbabwe siyawazi ukuthi solwenziwe ukhetho kodwa lokho ungazani kuyahlupa kweZimbabwe. Sikhuluma nje ke MTC Alliance ithi izaphanyeka udaba lokhetho lolu khona ngale ke emthethweni ndaba. Ayikathi ukuthi baluhambisana nini kodwa balamalanga ayisikhombisa ukuthi bakwenze khona lokho. Siyawazi ukuthi ukhetho lolu lwanqoba umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa, kodwa MDC Alliance ekhokhelwa umnumzana uNelson Chamisa bathi hayi abasebaluti balivume bayivume impumela yokhetho lolu. Kuzobuya ke umnumzana Tendai Biti zizokuthiwa useZambia kuye kwazama ukuthi bambambe khona ngale ke eChirundu ebanjwa ke ngabantu beZimbabwe kodwa wagcine ngene khona ngale eZambia. So ke ugqotha lakhe lithi hayi ngani ukahle, kodwa ke sizwa njalo kule mbiko ethi angabiselwa kwele Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya njalo ke umnumzana Chris Coons ongusenator lapha ke eMelika uthi hayi okwenzeka le Zimbabwe kuyasolisa kakhulu, ngakho uhulumende kumele akwekele. So ke maZimbabwe mahle lithini ngodaba lolu, asixoxeni sibone ukuthi siyalusa ngapha. Kunjalo baba Wandi
ndiripodube zvinhu zvakuramba zvichipisapisa izvi. Nhasi tiri kuda kutarisa zvekare mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika mushure mesarudzo dzakaitwa zvandarapera. Mutungamiri weMDC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa nemagweta avo vari kuendesa mapepa kukoti vachida kupikisa kuti vaMnangagwa havasirivo vakahwina musarudzo yomutungamiri wenyika zvandarapera. Ukuvo uku vatendai biti vanga vari umwe wenhengo yeMDC Alliance vatiza vaenda kuZambia vanoda kudzorewa kuZimbabwe nevakuru vakuru vokuZambia. Apo zvekare pana senator Chris Coons kuno ku United States anga ari muZimbabwe achiona mafambiro ari kuitwa sarudzo. Iko zvinezvi mashoko avo kupedzisira anoti vari kunetseka chaizvo nezvavari kuona zvakaitika musure mesarudzo, ndi vanoimba kuti kuda pamwe zvinhu zvichakurumidza kugadzirisika, nokuti kana zvikaramba zvakadaro zvinhu zvacho hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Chimwe chinonetsazvo ndechokuti vanhu veMDC Alliance vazhinji vari kutiza misha yavo, vari kutsvagwa. Saka tinoda kuti titarise manherano yekuti tione kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyika, kuti pfungwa dzedu dziri papi, tichigowana pfungwa idzodzo pari nhasi. Tuve.
Yes, we are joined by Mr. Delani Masie Mhlanga, who is a journalist based in Zambia. Mr. Mhlanga, good evening and welcome to the program. Inyaphila kakhulu. So, in English, can you tell us, we are told that the NIPT is in Zambia. What are you hearing there, Mr. Mhlanga?
Okay, the information I have so far is that the NIPT is in Zambia. Although when you are at the, you do know that the border, the Chirundi border is a one-state border. So when NIPT entered the, actually when you entered the Zambian side, the papers were sent. They had come with a letter, an asylum-seeking letter. It was sent, and to the time when the minister said it was wanted to get it, it was too late because already the papers were sent. So that's the information I have right now. I'm yet to hear from more information when I ask around.
Yes, so ke lapha siyakhuluma la ngesintu, sicela ke ukufaka ngesintu kono kokukhulumayo. Yebo Mhlanga.
Yebo baba.
Yes, sicela ukukhuluma ngesindebele, ukukhuluma ngesindebele kono ke okwethulele abantu ngesikhiwa. Sicela ukufaka ngesindebele.
Oya, bengithi mina obuthi ubeziye ngumuntu ngingizile, ubengumuntu kaDefani. So okuye kuhle nje ukuthi yena ukhohlwe kuZambian side bamhlampela amaphepers akhe amadoda bayo eZimbabwe kade emisami ngakambambi. So okwenza ukuthi yena ekani ukuthi lithangene ngapha kube nama-discussions kanye nama-authorities njengebhoda lyana ndiyabe likhangelene eZimbabwe ngapha nalezi it's a one step bhoda lyana ayihluphi kangako, but otherwise kwenzakale njalo ama-authorities eZambia abadeselele jurisdiction ezawubithi. So njengokwanisele ukuthi babamade beyifuna beZimbabwe ukuthi beyisemthetho. So seZambia yisisi.
So what he's saying is that Mr. Bidi, actually when he went to the border, he gave the Zambian authorities his papers, you know, his travel documents. So he says this is a one-stop border at Chirundu, so he can easily interact with any officials there. So do you have a question for him?
Do you know where he might be at the moment?
No, I might lie, because I haven't really followed it up, but I think by tomorrow I will know, I'll have that information.
Where do people in his situation taken on arrival? Do you have an idea?
No, I don't have an idea. Usually these things are kept a big secret.
Right. Yes. That's true. Right.
So, taking into account, Mr. Mhlanga, that Mr. Tendai Biti is there, what is the press actually writing about this issue and the situation in Zimbabwe? How is the press actually covering this?
Okay, the press is actually covering this, but you know, they are not really, in a sense, we have our private-owned press, and then we have the public one or the state-owned broadcasters. From what I've been learning from the radio, no one is really like showing, they are very, what's the word I want to use? They are not, in a sense, showing time. They have to say, no, what the Zimbabwean government is doing is wrong, or whatever, they're just reporting. So not knowing as things unfold, at times they are leaving their houses, which can maybe later on to take sight and see how it will unfold.
So in terms of relations between Mr. Mnangagwa and the president of Zambia. How are they? And if they are so much of very close, do you think that maybe the president of Zimbabwe can influence, you know, the Zambian president to actually deport Biddy?
Now, the last time I checked, the relationship was quite okay. So, not more with this. Rumors have it again that if you remember, there is Joao, the nephew to Mugabe.
Yes.
It seems also he also entered into Zambia. Okay, that is according to rumors. But from that moment on, we never saw any form of maybe their relationship becoming sour or anything like that. So far, I think so far so good. And I don't think Mnangagwa will have any problem with Zambia. Zambia is known for this. You know, any time when there are people who seek asylum, Zambia has always been very helpful from a long time ago.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I don't think he's going to be mad at the president of Zambia over this, because Zambia always has red open arms to people seeking political asylum. It's a haven in a sense.
Yeah, ngiyasindebele sicela ukuthi sikubuze ukuthi kambe ubona zani ke umongameli weZimbabwe angakhulumisana yini lo mongameli weZambia ukuthi kubiselwe ubaba lo khona ngale kwele Zimbabwe amafutshane ba.
Mina ngingazi khona ukuthi izobuyele khona le eZimbabwe, but engibona ukuthi kanti into lezi iyakhangela ukuthi icala lalo ngelinjani, siyafuna ukuthi belithatheleni. So ngendlela okay, ngokubona kwami ngendlela into eziningi ngazo akungeke bezaphethi, angikhothi umongameli walapho engavuma ngoba into phela azimanga kuhle eZimbabwe politically especially to ama-opposition leaders. So angazi khona futhi bengakhulumisana kumbe zingahamba njani, but the wise thing kathethe engayenza umongameli wezambeka ukuthi hayi ekenikele ibita qashe ngapha ngokubona kwami.
No, thank you so much, Mr. Mhlanga. I really appreciate that you actually joined us on this program. Thank you so much. Siyabonga lathi kakhulu. So, bye-bye, Mhlanga.
Okay, bye.
Yes, so that is Mr. Tirani Masiye Mhlanga, a journalist in Zambia. So now we are joined by Mr. Katsira Churumanzu of ZANU-PF. Baba Wande, go ahead.
Magadini ko Churumanzu.
Aiwa, tino simba zidu magadi uko kwa Amerika.
Aiwa, tiri nani, tiri kuwelega zaka wanda wanda. Chii tiri kuitika muZimbabwe na aiwa churumanzo.
Chire wa pane zaka wanda, tiri kuitika maira ranonei. Dani nyato mtisa mponzo wenyu.
Zaka, nika yaka gazi kanaere, nukuti pane nyayadze kuti mshure masaru zomba kaita mirishonga takati o vanhu vakashutiwa and zvimbo zvakadaro izvo pari zvino zvinhu zvakamira sei?
Zvinhu iye zvino pari zvino zvinhu zviri quiet. Of course tino urombo personally inini zvangu tino urombo pane dzo mhuri dzakadi dzakashayikirwa navanhu, but asika savanhu vabva nezvamatongerwo enyika kure kure. Blame iri pa-NDC. Vanhu vakatanga kukambena murunyararo vakandovhota murunyararo, then ava vana va NDC alliance ndokuzoti aiwa isusu tisichahwina and so forth, ndokutanga kuinsaita vanhu ndokuzotanga kuzoita bongozozo zvokuti chunhu chakashamisa munhu wese kuti sure gore rino through leadership yava Mnangagwa vanhu vangaikwanisa maopposition parties kugara pamwe chete vachimwadoro vachiseka kuizvi zvazobva nepi. Now zvinhu zvinozikamwa hazvo nyika yese jekeri kuti aiwa varipo vapuwa zvidhakwisa vakazoita noizi iyoyo zvakazokonzeresa kuti pazivana vangu vakazoshaika.
Hamuzvioni sekuti vanhu vanga vashaya mukana wakakura wokuti vasvitse zvichemo zvavo kune vane vane masimba okugadzirisa zvinhu?
Hakuna kuti vanhu vanga vashaya mukana. Vanhu vomuZimbabwe vakadzidza, vanoziva kuti mutemo unofamba sei. Vanhu vanoziva kuti kana pachinge pane nhunha zvinoenderana namaelections pane nguva inozi vaya vanenge vachida kupikisha vanofanira kuenda kune makosi kana kuti vezvamatare nguva yakati then inonha idzodzo dzogadziriswa asi pano umwe akada kugurishira nzira iyoyo vanova vanhu vei vendc alliance leadership ndo zvakazokonzeresa izvozvo.
Yes, do.
Yes, I think we've got a caller. Let's take a caller, then we go back to Mr. Chirumans. Mm-hmm. Oh, you wanted to tell people what you were saying.
No, I think you was very clear.
Mm-hmm. He's blaming the
MDC alliance, and he says that they also later found that some of the people were a little bit intoxicated, which I think will be disputed by quite a number of people.
Yes, so I think we've got a caller on the line right now. Let's hear the caller. Hello.
How are you, sir?
Oh, very fine. What is your name?
Yeah, my name is Dumezweni Ndlovu.
Yeah, Dumezweni, how are you?
No, I'm very fine, my brother. I'm phoning in Tete.
Yeah, so I was telling about Dumezweni. Ukubona njani konke khona kokwenzakalayo?
Okay, bengicela nje ukuyisikhatshana futhi nge ngede into ezishana engibona ziqakathekile ukuthi simele sizinazelele njengamaZimbabweans.
Yes, cela uthanga ngamafutshane sibili ngoba kula bantu abaningi kakhulu. Ye, qhubeka ba.
Okwakuqala, idemokhrasi kumele inanzwe ngokuthi amalunga wonke abe participatile kuma-elections ahloniphane. Ngisola ubaba uChulumanzi osola iZANU-PF MDC alliance ukuthi yekhoze i-violence kuphela. Ye, ingabe ikhozile kodwa i-National Army labo ongamelanga besebenzise amabhulesi lawa ayensindo kumele mhlawumbe nxa bathumele amasosha mbe bahaqaze ngamanzi alana baba ukuze baseve umphefumulo wabantu ngoba phela umthetho mfowethu yikuthi sibambe isigangi sisifundise umthetho ayijaji ukubulala even iBhayibhile uNkulunkulu uthi umntana wakhe ngawona umnike inkume but e-Africa lapha isiphithe ukuthi sinikane inkume umuntu kumele afe afele i-the word politics. It's so pity. Akula democracy lapha kathi sizakhula nini kwezokubusa phela ukwehlukana ngama-ideologies asikuthi babagande ngehlukana layo sengiyisitha sakho. So okwesibili ngilusizo nxa ukuthi ubabupiti usebalekile bekumele abuye ekhaya bengamhluphi azi-expresse khona ke ngutsho ukuthi ukwehlukana ngama-ideologies isikhathi sizakhula nini ma-Afrika singalwi asehlukanenile ku-violence sidife siphikisana angcono silwe impi yomlomo atsho impi yokubulalana unkulunkulu kabisi izibusiso nxa abantu belokhu bebulalana ngaso phela kwenta izwe lethu lokhu lisiba lo mnyama kula zulu akula mali the heavens are angry because of our attitude as Africans.
Yes, siyakuzwa-ke elokugcina ungathi nxa sukhangele kukhumbuzani khonokhu okwenzakala eZimbabwe namhlanje.
Ye, kuyangisabisa kuphose kungikhumbuze i-Gugraund felemfane ngangisesemncane but ngangakuzokunye abantu bebulawa besenzani and okokugcina ngithanda ukuthi ngenga-observe ama-elections i-democracy le-freedom yabantu abangaboniyo anzange ngiyibone ngoba abantu abangaboniyo lokhu bengakatholi i-brave language lokhu benyenyezela abantu kuthiwe bebuye labantu ababathembayo akukho safe mfowethu lokhu yena kathi sizakhula nini ukuze sinanze uzulu wonke honestly.
Awuboni-ke mfowethu Dumezweni uthe sibonga mbani Dumezweni
ngudumezweni Ndlovu enkulu engehlwambokwa ugaba igaba onyathela kuzwakale phansi
lapho ijayele sibili lezo izangelo zakho sibongele kakhulu
ngiyabonga mfowethu
Endlovu so that is
Mr. uchamise ngagivi apha abambelele ye abambelele aluma ngamazinyo vele ngavuma abambelele kuze kufike ekupheleni kuyalunga lokhu
sibonga kakhulu Ndlovu thank you so much. Now, that is Mr. Ndlovu in Tete, that is Matabele North Province. He says, you know, in a democratic state, you are supposed to respect your opponent. Even if your opponent beats you, that's it. So that's democracy. And then he says, you know, as of Tendai Biti, he says, you know, it's a pity that he has to, you know, go to Zambia and seek political asylum. And he says, this reminds him of the time when there was Kukurawundi and all those things, when he was young, obviously. But he has heard of those atrocities. But he says what is needed in Zimbabwe is peace, peace, and peace. And therefore, he says, Mr. Chamisa should not let go. He says he should put pressure on the establishment in order to get what is his, you know. But I think he ended by saying that in this election, there was no transparency as far as disabled people are concerned. Those who can't, who have got some, you know, disabilities, around blindness, and all those kind of things. Says Braille was supposed to be used as a language.
The director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project, Regis Namkoko, said the same thing this morning about the absence of any consideration for the people who are impaired or physically, handicapped.
That's right. So in that case, maybe we've got Tabita Kumalo. Let's hear whether Miss Tabita Kumalo is there now. Are you on the line, Miss Kumalo of the MDC? No, I'm sure she is not yet on the line. Let's go back to Katsira Chirumanzu. So, Mr. Chirumanzu, if you are blaming the MDC alliance of inciting violence, why did the state react in a way that was violent?
You know, sometimes you guys, you are not serious. It looks like as if you are not human beings. How do you react to people who destroy property? People that burn the cars? People that stop the entire economy of Harare to stop? And you want those people to be treated with kid gloves? Are you sane or you are insane? How do you deal with the thugs? Thugs need that kind of treatment, full stop and a period. And this is why you find that there is peace right now in Zimbabwe. And who provoked the entire situation? It is the MBC Alliance, right? MBC Alliance won the entire of Harare, constituencies. And no one complained. MBC Alliance won in Bulawayo, and no one complained. So where do you want the blame to be portioned? Now you are looking at the after effect of that the army was reacting to a situation which was very, very dangerous. And you wanted the people of Zimbabwe to be in the news that there is something. How many people are dying there in America? You have to be serious. So at the end of the day, don't even call us. Anyway, at the end of the day, this country belongs to blacks.
Yeah.
And we are going to treat criminals like criminals.
Mr. Chirumanzu, you are here to explain. Right. You don't have to be shouting and insulting or anything like that.
I'm not insulting, but
this is an opportunity.
By people that needs to move forward.
This is
and
an opportunity.
We are going to move forward.
This is an opportunity for you to tell the people exactly what you think. You are doing very well. Just don't be upset and start insulting people.
No,
that's
I'm
not what we are here. Anyway, that is settled.
That needs to survive. And they must not survive through, persuasion, which you are calculating, like the Studio 7. This is why you are there. Which is simple. Why would the American government set up a Studio 7? What for?
Now, so
we are not dumb, we are not stupid, and you know it for yourself that you are being paid by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in America.
So, so just 1 second, Mr. Chiruman.
Oh, God.
Studio 7 may be what it is, but it didn't attack people. So what we are saying is, can you explain to...
Why is Studio 7, dealing news about this? What has it got to do with America?
Okay,
why?
Okay, fine.
Can you answer that question?
We know that we were granted permission by the Zimbabwean government to cover the elections in Zimbabwe, and it shows that we are very official.
Now, if you were given that permission, why, who doesn't know who was your agent here in Zimbabwe? Who doesn't know that MBC started this all nonsense we are having today?
Okay.
Who doesn't know that? And you wanted to profess ignorance. Who doesn't know that?
No, okay, fine. We've got an MDC alliance.
No, but do
person.
You agree? Okay, fine. But do you agree that it is MDC alliance that started this all havoc? Do you agree?
No, let's hear what the MDC says. We've got an MDC person right here.
It's not for us to say, Mr. Chirumanzu.
You know, your agent who was here knows what happened, what transpired.
Yeah.
Which political parties instigated all this? You know it, and your agents know that.
Okay.
Why do you want to beat about the push?
All right, Mr. Chirumanzu, let's bring in Mr. Tabita Kumalo of the MDC Alliance. Ms. Kumalo, good evening, and welcome to the program. Are you there, Ms. Kumalo?
Yes, I'm there.
I think you heard what Mr. Chirumanzu was saying. I guess he's still there. If he has got the phone, we're going to phone him back. Saying that you guys started the whole problem in Zimbabwe by protesting on the streets and all those kind of things. Can you respond to what he's saying?
I don't understand what he's trying to say, but why should we start it? The people that voted are Zimbabweans. We have an interest on how Zimbabwe is run. Who are demanding a better livelihood than what they are going through now. So obviously, the people are the government. As politicians, we are government. We are employed by the people of Zimbabwe. So they have a right to demand a prudence and transparency, whatever they were demanding, in terms of the employers of the so-called our employers. They are demanding to see whether we've done the job that they sent us. And it will take their constitutional right anyway to do that. So I don't understand him when he claims that it was MDC. We don't have soldiers. We don't have an army. And the commander-in-chief of the army is their boss in Nangago. So, and anyway, what was the reason of going to the street with guns? When people were walking around doing their, minding their own business and trying to make money or to look after their families, and people are shouting point blank range on their backs when they're not even running, they are walking. Who is the army? The army belongs to government in Mnangagwa. They should tell us why they enlist the army. Our understanding that is that the army belongs to the barracks. The role of the army is to look after the country, not its citizens. To protect the country so that the citizens are not affected by anything. The people that are supposed to maintain law and order are the police. And police don't carry guns and shoot just like that, random shooting.
Yes.
It's people that are dead.
See, I was a Makuma, I was a little fan,
young man, a little two romans, no, Kiruti, Tianjay, and MDC, Kesuli, and Avant. Kanti I army AMTC fitnessla army kwela mpopo esivazi vele mpopo umnangagwa ile zani yakhe yiba vele mpopo endi lanwa kunjani kanti abantu bangahamba baye vota bathi bevotile bakhonone ukuthi impumela yokuvota kwabo kayisikho abakwenzileyo balelungelo lesisekelo sombuso sakuleli lishi ukuthi batshengisele ukuthi hayi eselikwenzela yisikho thina esikwenzileyo njalo akula muntu olelungelo lokuthi aphongeuphuma nje mahlayana nango ngosekudubula abantu esebulala abantu imisebenzi yamasosha yokuthi bagcine ilizwe singaze sangeni nayizitha nxa kusokubuso ukuthi abantu sebetshengisela kumele kube lamapholisa njalo sonke siyazi njengebandla le-MDC lapho esitshengisela khona sikaze senze umsindi asikazi sokuyamangalisa nxa isithi yithi
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Makhumalo siyabonga kakhulu. Do you have any question for Mr. Victor Khumalo? Oh, let's take a caller first before we go to Makhumalo.
Okay. Muripa ere par nare
Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Katena varipo varunari.
Diripo. Munonzani?
Katena.
Katena. Tinenya ya panapa. Mukati batira wone ma nifungwa dzanyu nenya ya tinayo.
Ya nyaenda indwangu. Dambudziko nomurume ari kutaura yandiani.
Nikadzira chirumanzu.
Vanonzi vagadzira chirumanzu vezanu PF.
Ya vachiri mumhanzi izvo vari kutaura ka izvotaura nomunhu akadzidza akaenda kuchikoro asina kunaka paine rusungova nokuti masoja kana achinge auya kunyange vanhu vangu vari mumistriti ibasa remapurisa asi masoja akazosvika ipapo musoja akatrenwa kuuraya chete ukadaidza musoja wakaita kuti uya uzouraya vanhu nokuti chokwadi chokwadi isina hama dzakafa ka tinonzwa kurwadziwa manhingi nokuti vanhu vakanga hanzi voice nomunhu asingagone kutaura nomunhu ari kutaura naye kudemonstrata saka vanhu vakademonstrata nokuratidza kuti zvatavhota isusu hazvisiri izvo zvabuda musarudzo isusu ndisi tinoziva zvakubuda musarudzo tiri kutaura zvakutonyepegwa zviziko saka vanhu kana vanzi vataurirei zvakadaro kudaidzai masoja muurai vanhu ivavo kureva kuti achiri manzi kana vari lawyer kana vari ani hangavadzoke kuchikoro vanozvidza futi nyaya yepolitics nokuti politics hazvinzaroba kana munhu achitaura zvinhuola kuti nditi zvakati havamurambidze ngatimirire chinzwo kuti tamisa chaanoti anoitirwa koti yacho ngaive transparent kana dzakuita nyaya yacho nokuti zvimwe zvive kutirwadza isusu isizvi takavhota ndisinewo zvamavhoti zatikaita murume akahwinawo zviri pachena
ko zvapane mashoko okuti zvanzi kwanga kwakupunziwa dzimba mawindo nezvese izvo saka masoja akazouya munopaavona sei
zvakanaka pani masoja ndaakakonzeresa kuti zvinhu zvipunze pakutangisa nyaya ichitanga nyaya yakatangira muna posi yatanga nyaya yekuna posi ka vanhu vaichitaura nemapurisa mune zvakanaka vachikurukura mune zvakanaka mapurisa nzoti vakaita sekuti masoja azouya takauya masoja vanhuondipakati saka kunzwa vanoita masoja matiche yahonde here zvamadai zvemasoja ndopakatanga kuputswa zvinhu kuuya kwemasoja vakakonzeresa kuti kuputswe zvinhu
aiwa tinotenda chose totenda mashoko enyu is saying that Mr. Churumanzu, you know,
is
out of order. He is saying that this was an issue for the police, not the soldiers, and that the people had every right to express their disappointment. But he is saying that the people were demonstrating, they were talking to the police, they were getting along okay, each one minding their own business, until the soldiers arrived. He is saying that there was no need for the soldiers to come and get involved in a civic issue.
And so, for those people that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the current situation in Zimbabwe. We hear that Tendai Biti, one of the MTC Alliance principals, is in Zambia, where he is seeking political asylum. Indications are that the Zimbabwean authorities want him to be deported to Zimbabwe. So then we are hearing that the crackdown continues in Zimbabwe against opposition supporters. You know, this follows an election that was conducted last week. So with us today is Ms. Tabita Kumalo of the MTC Alliance. We also have Mr. Katsira Churumanzu of ZANU-PF. So now let's get back to Mr. Churumanzu. I guess maybe he's still around. Mr. Churumanzu, are you there? Hello, Mr. Churumanzu. We're told that his line has dropped. So go straight to Ms. Kumalo. Oh, we've got a caller, maybe. Let's take a caller first. Hello, caller. Kunjani? Yeah, Ibi Zumbani.
Oh, James.
Yeah, James. Ubona njani uDabu leZimbabwe?
Yeah, ngiyamuzwa uChirumanzu lapho uyakhuluma. Kodwa lokho okukhulumayo mina kangimi laye. Izanu igangile. Bathethe sebejika bathi ngabantu be-MDC Alliance. Umnangagwa loChiwenga siyabazi vele ngabezanu baqale bayathathela umgabe. So bekufanele vele baqede bansarele uChamisa. Ngamasotha la abathembileyo ngoba uChiwenga uvele uthiye ubungane emasotheni amasotha bekufanele akwenze lokho ngoba vele ngabantu bodlame kathesi kutho ukuthi vele iZimbabwe sizahlali isesaba amasotha and umbuso lwesiwubuswayo akusiwo umbuso kamnangagwa sizahlala sibuswe ngamasotha ngoba amasotha yiwo akhipha umgaba esikhundleni so kathesi uthami umnangagwa uzwa ngamasotha ukuthi ebuse njani ilizwe and alikho ilizwe lake labuswa ngamasotha kusho ukuthi vele sizahlala sikhala for another coming 5 years so uChirumanzu kayekele ukuthethi ngabantu be-MDC abavusa umsindo bebe-right besiyatshengisela ukuthi bayasola impumela le kade sota iyathatha isikhathi kuphuma kade vele bekumele kwenziweni okwenza ithatha isikhathi kuphuma ngoba ama-stations wonke akade evotisa ebeselethile ama-results
hayi-ke siyakuzwa mfowethu James phosela okugcina baba
elokugcina ngithi singadelini labakade bevotele i-alliance abahambe beyebuya nabanye mhlawumbe sonke sicine siyivoteleleyo alliance ukuze sibone ukuthi bazathi bona bavotele ngubani ngomnye umnyaka mhla sekuvota
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke mfowethu ungathinelwa kusasa Yeah, that is Mr. James. He says, you know, soldiers were actually expected to do what they did, because he's basing this on what happened to the former president, Robert Mugabe. He says that de facto coup was something that was supposed to be replicated if Mr. James won. So he says definitely people should have expected this kind of move by the army. He says, so it's going to be 5 years of suffering, but people should not give up. He says people should fight to the bitter end, but don't use weapons, but use your votes, you know. He says, come next time again, you vote for the MTC Alliance, according to him. But he's not happy with what Mr. Chirumans was saying. Hmm. He literally was saying he was lying, you know. So I guess we've got another caller, right?
Yes, we have another caller. Yeah. Tinokutambira hapa Chirongwa, tiri kutaura nani?
Muri kutaura na James Dube. Ndikataura nchindevere ka?
Yeah, taura
nchindevere. Chindevere mfoot, yeah. Kuluma sisi.
Uyazi mina ngimangala uChirumans. Akwazi kakwazi ihistory eZimbabwe kombo umuntu onjani. Izano from Tanzania, it did the same thing. All these 38 years, he has been doing the same thing. Angkwazi kala zwelo ngabantu beZimbabwe. Ufuna nje kube yibo nje abasembusweni besenza into ezingalunga. Shiwa sibili, MDC doesn't have any one soldier. And uChirumanzu kabakhulumi ngokuthi abantu bona banakade bedula abantu labantu ababhizi betshaya abantu ngobani sebezithi bona hayi asibazi laba bantu shasibili kungabe labarebheli eZimbabwe iZimbabwe ilamasotsha angaka behluleke nje ukuthi behambe lanza amarebheli lawo. UChirumanzu is one of the people ofana lomnanga. Umnanga has been doing this thing from Gugura Honte, Mramba Tshina, and yesterday thing happened in Harare. And I wonder why Zimbabwe, they voted this kind of people. I mean, this kind of people. This thing, I mean, we are suffering just because of this. Some people, the people they are voting for them again. You know?
And your last word, Baba Two.
Baba, ngicela ukuthi uChamisa eme ngenyawo lati siyamsupporta sibili, eme ngenyawo ekhulula iZimbabwe le, ekhulula iZimbabwe wathi enkosi, ekhulula abantu beZimbabwe, abantu bafa emazweni lapha, bafa eSouth Africa, bafa abaye baqhuka izandla. Anyway, but uChirumanzu, they are happy what is happening in this life, and they are shooting people in Zimbabwe.
So that is Mr. James Dube. Today we are having a lot of Jamesies, yeah?
Yeah.
So he's saying that ZANU has been doing the same thing over the years. Mm. He says since the liberation struggle, you know, then he talks about the Kukuround era and others, Mramba Tshina and those. So he says, but what is amazing is that these people like Mr. Chirumanzu came that they don't even know those people that were attacking the public. He says, are there any rebels in Zimbabwe? Armed rebels. So he says, as far as it goes, said, Zimbabwe does not have a militia like rebels fighting against other, you know, people. Mm. So he says, no, but at the end of the day, Mr. Chamisa should stand firm and liberate Zimbabwe, according to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe let's go to Miss Kumalo. Let's go to Miss Kumalo.
Miss Kumalo, Muripo.
Hey, Muripo.
Murugunzaza, but oreju ndio rinokanganisa ndimi makadenha vanongaka zvinyararira vakauya nepfuti dzavo. Ndanzwa vangu muchitaura muchiti izvi hazvina nemusoro wese nekuti bato renyu harina zvombo. Asi kana bato riri kutonga richiramba richitaura zvinhu zvakaita sezvizvi, ari kukanganisi here imimi? Muno, how do you deal with, how do you counter this propaganda, if you want to call it propaganda?
Hatina propaganda yokukaunta. Zvakuratidza kuti vanhu vapere gwava. Vawanza mbabu pachitewe chechindi chakubvaruka manje. akisho selo tepu chitewe chechindi kuti wano tula selo tepu na matiza ili kula amba kuna matiza selo tepu yacho kuzgune jecha andichika saka ivo zawano fana kuita vema ngawa ite zilu kuda niru jingi chino kangano wane watunga miri watungeru menika ya wano pita murumenda hapa wakapinda murumenda wako tofunga ivo kutimbio waka kosha kupura wano waka vota ali baone vanhu vakavhota ndo varidzi vehurumende isusu basa redu ndo kunoita zvinhu zvatinenge tatuma nevanhu toita nenzira yavanoda ndo demokrasi yacho iyoyo saka nhasi zuva racho rasvika kuti varidzi vekambani inonzi Zimbabwe vazvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe zviri kuti kuyekedza nepiyefu tepiyeke zvakwana taneta nekutambura uchidya muri vashoma timbosiyai hatina kutivhoterai kana ivo nemuzvokwadi chaizvo kuti vakahwina ko tiri kuvakonesa kuti titore ma-VEZN iwawo anganamatidzwa pamapoling stations tiverifye nhamba dzavatipa nemhaka yekuti tiri kunyunyuta panhamba dziri kubuda mukatarika kune vhidhiyo yemukomana wezbc angati adresa epresiding officer kunotori akati kwaari kunoku kune 612 registered voters mupoling station iyi saka zviri kufamba sei kwavhota vangani akati iye kwavhota 900 and something yes ko 300 ya vhepi iyo vheki yatiudza kune 611 tikatarozvinatitaranenezvemavhi 11 apa tiri kutaura mushandi wevheki presiding officer angatikondakta maelections panotona saka tiudzei kuti ko uyu ari kuti vheki iri kuti pane 611 ko uyu we-938 ya vhepi
thank you
Zimbabwe kuti jekesai ipapa hapana kujeka and hatina kuvhotera zvanhu takavhotera NDC alliance and to be precise takavhotera president Chamisa.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kumalo. Can you stay on the line? I think we've got a caller from Zambia. Sabora Mbaba.
Magadi wangu.
Ndiribo yetu Magadi, wande?
Mwana.
Nofara zangu, ndoitwa Gordon zangu.
Mwanzu Gordon. Mwana kutibatire herene nyaya hii. Ti uzeo za mnofu.
Kwa zatu kurwazi wangu maa tituku nyepa. Apana wana wachada chini chinonzi zano za chose. Aina kufirika kutere wa hii. Asi. Kwa kungo zvimanikidzira kungopinda pavasiri kudiwa Chirumhanzu uyu anonzi Chirumhanzu akasira kudhropa vanhu vava nedambudziko rehwani rekuti kana vanyanyikiswa pakona vanowanza hacha bhoza vanoziva utsinya hwavari kuitira vanhu bhoza vanhu vari kuratidza pachena kuti havachavada andimaona havafaniri kutaura kuti izvo hapana zviri kuitika vevachiuraya vanhu nepfuti MDC haina pfuti zvachose inodziwana kupi pfuti chokwadi voramba zvinhu zviri pachena zviri kuoneka hatichada hatichada taneta sadhaki yakaora kuora chaiko sadhaki ndoimwe iri kutiuraya ne au yachina hamhene vanhu vavo they are very weak hamhene zvavangori very weak mastandard hamhene kuti
sei muchidaro mukoma Gordon sei muchidaro
vakamhanya vakakorokotedza zvanzi zvinhu zvazviri feni fe but Chamisa akataura kubva pakutanga kuti the ground is not free and fair tikuda ballot paper tikuda inonzi chivoters roll zvikaramba kubuda zvese musi unosirirwa maposa akabuda achitaura kuti Chamisa haana mbovura auya kwandiri aida kuti anoende kunomunamata here zvinhu zviri pachena zviri kurwadza vana vezimbabwe vari kurwadzwa nyika ngadzipindire izvi zvino zvezvibiti vamushungurudzwa kuchirundu zvisinei nebasa rese vanombatiri ati ane puti anozwana ku muromo wake ndoputi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gordon tinotenda mashoko enyu aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Gordon is saying that people don't want ZANU-PF. We can talk all we want, but people are no longer interested in ZANU-PF. And he says people like Churumanzu, They have nothing to say. They are liars. And this is why they go into a temper tantrum whenever you put them in a tight spot. He is very, very critical of SADC and the African Union and says they are complicit in the oppression of the people in Zimbabwe. And he is not impressed by Ramaphosa either. And he is feeling very, very sad about the situation that Mr. Biti is finding himself in because of need. His fight for the freedom of the country.
Yes, when we've got somebody writing on Facebook, and that is VOA Ndebele. Don't forget that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Ubaba Msunduzwa Ndlovu uyabhala lapha uthi umama uThabita Khumalo kavume ukuthi abantu bafa nje labo beyi MDC balesandla ekufeni kwabantu kwakumele ukuthi bangatshengiseli emgwaqweni. Makhumalo, ngicela uphendule ubaba lapha.
Ngala baba, ngasizange sitshengisele. Ungalandela indlela esisebenze ngayo. Uma sifuna ukutshengisela thina njengebandla le-MDC Alliance, esikwenzayo siyabhalela amapholisa sibazise ukuthi ngelanga elinje mhlakazivani ngesikhathi esithize sifuna ukutshengisela sisuke endaweni enje sidlule laphayana siyedlula laphayana siyegcina endaweni enje sisiyanikeza incwadi endaweni enje asikaze singene emgwaqweni singabatshelanga okwenzakalayo lapha zange sithume muntu ngabantu abezwa ubuhlungu sebevotile sebetshela ukuthi mina ngagukwinile yena bengamfuni.
Yes, so sibona ngazani-ke nxa abantu bekhuluma abanye njengoba ubazibilele ubaba uChulumanzi yikuthi-ke ifoni yakhe imane yaqumeka lapha, kodwa-ke ubevele ngani uyakubeka ngani vele ufuqela kini. So-ke ukwenzela ukuthi kunganamatheli kini lingawuthini ngakho khonokho?
Akusezo kunamathele kisi ngokuthi umhlaba wonke jikele neZimbabwe yangikhona iyakwazi ukuthi njenge-LDC asilambhobho asilamasotsha. Njalo isizathu sethu ngesani yokuthi sithathe imbhobho sedubula abantu ukuthi umna ngigabuwinile sibadubulelani thina sifuna ukumina antithathe simine kukhetho sesibulalelani abantu sibabulalele ukuthi umna ngigabuwinile avela ngibone ukuthi insuku ukuthi engasezi ukuthi senze khonokho ekuyini sebeswele ukuthi bazaphendula njani ukuthi babulele abantu sebeqatsha ngomunye sebesithi yithi MDC silande ukubulalana abantu thina kade yithi esiqalayo ukuthi zidliwe. Izani kayivume ukuthi siyehlulekile, kayivume ukuthi uZulu sekhulumile ukuthi hhayi bakithi sesizwile. Ngobe impilo esiphila kulezi nsuku lapho iyesabeka iyesabeka ukuthi ngensuku zanamuhla sikhuluma kunjenje sekulamaselfoni kulo muntu etshona engadlanga kulo muntu etshona edorobheni 25 cents eqelani kulo muntu ovuya ekuseni esiye emsebenzini mhlaka-1 akaqede mhlaka-31 athi inyangiphela sithi yebhenki athika phiwe $15 eyamakhoyini
kunakuyeaaeeindoda
awulalandlu kapromisa ukuthi housing by 2000 lokho sikhuluma nje abantu bahlala ezidangweneni. So uhulumente onjani?
Yes, I was a cool
education for which education. And then they from Chile, but I graduated from my university, but then some of them became quite clean, but then some of them were at who you can look.
No, thank you so much, Makhumalo. Just stay on the line. So we've got Skumbuzo Mlala's writing. Uchamisa ulempawu ezifana qathu leza lo wayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe wadliwa kumakavume. So let's get a caller. I think we've got a caller on the line from Britain,
From the UK, I think.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. This is Wilbert Mukori.
Ah, Mr. Mukori, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm absolutely furious. These elections should not have taken place. I think we need to be honest with ourselves. MDC was warned that ZANU-PF will rig the elections. And Chamisa himself came out publicly and said MDC has got stringent measures to stop ZANU-PF rigging the elections. So he went into these elections ZANU-PF will rig them, but confident that MDC will still win. Now that he has failed to win, we are back to where we were again, in the, as happened in 2013. This is absolutely ridiculous. MDC were warned ZANU-PF will rig elections unless we implement the reforms. Why did MDC go into these reforms, into these elections without reforms?
That's an interesting question.
So in a way, you are saying that the MDC was not supposed to take part in these elections. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. What is the point of keeping on participating in an election that you are told these elections are going to be rigged unless you do A, B, C, D? Then you say yourself, no, we've got stringent measures to stop them rigging the elections.
Mm.
And then those stringent measures came to nothing. Why did MDC, for instance, go into these elections without even something as basic as a verifiable voter's roll?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know who is going to vote if you don't have a voter's roll?
Mm. Ms. Kumalo, can you react? I'll give you 1 minute. Can you react to that?
It's very sad to hear a statement from one of my comrades, but it's granted. First and foremost, we all know in Zimbabwe since 1999 we've been fighting this regime. They've been doing the same thing all over again. And the only recourse that we have as citizens of this country who are abiding by the laws of this country is to go to the courts and challenge that, which we have done. And everything has come to naught because the courts belong to them. But that's what the law dictates. Having done that, we go back to the people and tell them, listen, we're going to the court, this is the judgment. And then the people, we are mandated by the people, we go to the streets. We go to the streets, we are brought to a boardroom again.
Mm-hmm.
We move once, 10 steps forward. When you turn your back, we move back 40 steps. So who else do we tell? We have told the Africa, the subject that is there. We have told the world. We have been crying and no one is listening. So you tell us, as Zimbabweans who are suffering now, do we sit and let ZANU kill us? Because from here we're going to die. Or we die fighting the same system that we are trying to correct. Because no one is going to help us accept ourselves. We went to the war and we were told that we are our own liberators. As Zimbabweans, we have to fight whichever way we can. The stringent measures that you are talking about was, we have the Z-11s, we are going to the courts. The same courts that are being governed by ZANU-PF, which are aligned to ZANU-PF, in the hope that with the prima facie evidence that we have, we might prove a point on the issue of rigging. So you give us another strategy on how best we can have a livelihood, because we are suffering here. We are dying in hospitals. Our kids are turning into drug addicts. They are alcoholics. Because they are so dejected, they can't even go to work. As parents, we are waking up every day, 4 o'clock in the morning, going to the market to buy vegetables to sell on the street. Or going to Kotaman boutique to try and raise money to keep up our families. We can't live like that.
Thank you, Ms. Kumalo.
Our kids are highly educated. They are graduates from universities, but they are saving airtime.
Thank you, Ms. Kumalo.
We have to fight.
Yeah, Ms. Kumalo, I've given you 1 minute. So let's go back to the caller. 1 minute caller, can you react to it? Well, I'm told that the caller actually dropped that line. Mm-hmm. So I've got Sekai Kombe, chairperson of the Zim Political Victims Foundation Trust. Ms. Kombe, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Mr. Kombe, actually. We are fine, how are you?
Gombe. I'm fine, how are you?
Wonderful. Wande, do you have a question for him?
Mubala uti batra nenya you are Gombe.
Ito kwa abi, isu se sangano lewa nwaka shunguru kwa ubrida ne political violence. Tino shunguru kwa shukuru ne mniri jonga ini chokita nesu matongi wenika. Yaka itika musure mkunge wanuta enda kusarudo wanitape za kuvota. Tunaona wanu wakawanda wakashunguru kwa kufate wanu marare kuburikiju wane kufuru wane masoja wanu wari defenseless. Izu zini zinoti shunguru za shukuru because ZANU PF ino tumira masoja kuzopura wanu wasina maka wanu wari defenseless. Izu zini zino shunguru za shukuru ene tino zino suisa shukuru shakari kuti watiru manzu wano taura wati shorofo za shukuru MDC alae zini yangu mapu. So, if you don't want to control the media, you can't get the marare. sabva kusarudzo ini semaonero angu ndakamirira sangano reivanhu vakashungurudzwa ndinoona sekunge vanhu vakauya muHarare vachiuya vachida kumirira kunzwa buda musarudzo saka izvi ndizvo zvakakonzeresa kuti hurumende yechijunta itumire masoja auye kuzopfuura vanhu vanhu vasina mhaka vanhu vasina zvavatadza zvinhu izvi zvinotishungurudza zvikuru zvakare neyamwe maripoti atiri kugamuchira ari kubva pamutoko yekuti amwe mamembers edu apisirwa dzimba kuburikidza nekuti vari kutsigira musangano wembc kana kuti vakanga vari maagenti emusangano wembc alliance zvinhu zvinotishungurudza zvikuru chaizvo chisangano revanhu vakashungurudzwa kuburikidza nepolitical violence
So in English, roughly, you know, how many people have you heard that they are in this situation where they are victimized by the army? How many, what's the estimate?
So far, my report has been out now about 35 my report, one who are kushungurudzwa kuburikidza nemasoja. Dwarafekwa tine report, handikakanotaura vasare munhu iyeye because ari kutotsvaga T0, ari kutotsvaga pekutizira kuti ahande because pane motika iri kuuya kumba kwake isina manumber plate ichimutsvaga nekuti akanga ari member yeMDC Alliance, akanga ari agent yeMDC Alliance. Kuno kunyanga not. Tine vanhu about 15 vakanga vari maagents vakatiza kuenda kunonzi kunyamutombwe just across the border remozambique kunoitwa zvegold panning asi kuri kumozambique vanhu vava vari kutsvagwa nemasoja nekuti vakanga vari maagents emdc alliance byelection zvinhu zvinotishungurudza zvikuru kuti unoona masoja anoda kupindira pane zvematongerwo enyika anoda kupindira pane zvemapato instead yekuti mdc nezanupf nyange mapato anga achiona zvinechekuita nezvesarudzo right now ndiri kureceiva mareport kunyamaropa kuwadzikoo kuti kune vanhu vekumozambique vari kutambiriswa mbeu vari kutambiriswa mafertilizer ekuatenda kuti vakauya kuzovhotera zanupf vari kunzvimbo yewadzikoo kunyamaropa asi iri zimbabwe vanhu ava ndevekumozambique vanogara kumozambique asi vabvumirwa kuti vapiwe fertilizer iri kunyimwa vanhu vemdc alliance vari kunyamaropa izvozvi izvi kunyanganodzi ndiri kuponerwa izvozvi kuti mbeu iyoyo iri kutotambiriswa nakanzera wezanupf anonzi ana manhimanzi ari kunyima vanhu vemdc alliance zvinova zvizvarwa zvemuzimbabwe achipa vanhu vekumozambique vakauya kuzovhotera zanupf paelection yapfuura
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. We have to verify that, you know, call.
Yes, yes. Mr. Gombe is very upset about the treatment of defenseless people at the hands of the army. And he says the people had gathered to hear the results of the election, but then they met a lot of violence.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's also talking about the arson in Mutoko, because people are accused of having voted for the MDC. And this is a new issue that we have not heard about, that some citizens from across the border in Mozambique are being given maize seeds and fertilizer as a way to thank them for having crossed the line at the border to vote for ZANU-PF. That's an issue maybe that some officials should look into it.
Yeah, Makumalo, ngicela uvale kolampo ke ngamafutshane. Very short, sibili ngesindebele lesikhiwa lesishona. Very, very short.
Bantwana baseZimbabwe, singalahli imbeleko ngokufelwa. Asibomama, asibopheni amarogwe, bobaba, asibopheni ziqine, asihambeni siyezitsha, sesidingwe kudubeka. Zimbabwe, the time has come to fight for our survival. If we let this anarchy go as it is, it's a disaster because literally we are sentencing ourselves to death. 5 years of more hardship is not an option. Our option is a better livelihood, and that can be achieved. Amazango badigani vaname mu Zimbabwe. Oye taiona namwe makandiwai yatikoneka namnanga kwane nezani. Asi, atirasi mbereko nekuti tapinzwa.
Suspend this card, Mako. Suspend this card.
Nekuti atina kufira ngatirwei kusvika zvanaka.
Thank you so much. We wish to take this opportunity to say thanks to Mr. Peter Kumalo of the MTC Alliance, Mr. Tilani Masia Mhlanga, a journalist in Zambia, and then Mr. Katsira Chirumanzu of ZANU-PF. We also thank Mr. Zakai Kombe, chairperson of the Zim Political Victim Foundation Trust. Sending off his gifts to me in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Janono Kawande. Until we see you again next time, please take care and join us again. Thank you.